There's been a huge proliferation of smartphone technology in the commercial sector. Apps offer all kinds of services and information, from price finders to finding out where the nearest speed trap is. Army leadership has expressed a great interest in adapting that kind of technology for use on the battlefield. The command at the front of the effort is the Army Research, Development, and Engineering Command. Tony Fiuzza with their Communications Electronics Center spoke with reporters as part of a DoD bloggers roundtable about it. The MACE program kicked off in October. He says it basically modifies the commercial communications infrastructure that already exists in order to get smartphone technology into the hands of soldiers.
And it is basically a program to develop a tactical communications infrastructure that can support bringing in smartphone devices onto the tactical battlefield. This is a huge challenge in that we have a security challenge for the communications network and the devices themselves. There is a separate effort going on to develop applications for those devices. So there's a security issue involving the applications. There's an architectural issue that we're working. How to download applications from a central site like an app store down to the cell phones, and how do you do that and how do you authorize that? How are applications approved to be on there, and how do you make sure they're secure, virus-free, or malicious code-free, who is authorized to do what kind of applications, and how do you bring them in through a tactical network.
To keep things fluid in the development process, a single proprietary provider is not part of their plan. Fiuzza says the Army essentially wants to make itself the provider, leveraging existing commercial technology to simplify the process and reduce cost.
Soldiers themselves can write apps and load those apps onto the app store after they are approved to be on that app store. So it's not really the centrally developed application process. So our approach is we want to be able to take full advantage of what's happening on the commercial wireless side. So we're saying, let's develop a applique and standard interfaces so that a large cell base station manufacturer, commercial manufacturer, can bring a downsized base station to a downed battlefield, and it will interoperate with other base stations of other manufacturers and interoperate with our own military secure networks.
Instead of developing a new kind of phone, Fiuzza says they'll use commercial smartphones that exist and modify them to make them more rugged and secure. In creating a tactical network, he says the hope is that researchers will be able to demonstrate smartphone capability on a network tied to a mobile network that's tied to a military backbone within a year from now. Fiuzza says a standard RFP announcement is out now.
We have done a request for information from industry to help form a specific BAA to MACE. We're going through the data now with dozens of responses, and based on those responses, we'll be developing a MACE-specific BAA that should be out in the next month or two. What we're putting in the BAA is some of our own internal testing. We did a rodeo, I believe it was at Fort Bliss, that where some of these people came in and demonstrated some of the technologies. We're also coordinating very closely with our counterparts at the battle lab at Fort Gordon, at the Battle Command, I guess it's Mission Command Battle Lab. They have done evaluations on how you would apply these and at what echelons, apply smartphone technology and at what echelon. So what soldiers should or should not get these devices. So, for example, you want a smartphone device down to a squad member who is about to kick down the door? Is it a distraction rather than help? Or do you want to keep this at a higher echelon, the sergeant or the platoon leader, a company commander? So we're coordinating with them so we can right size the requirement for what we want to do.
The plan is to keep MACE around as an evolving technology, even as changes happen within the wireless industry. For example, they'll probably initially focus on 3G technology, and that'll be used as a baseline. Then as the commercial side evolves to LTE, he says, a 4G version, which is very different technology, he said they'll try to pull that into what they're doing in MACE, evolving MACE and bringing new technology in quickly. We'll keep evolving, he says, just like the commercial wireless industry does. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.